Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yevamah's daf Pei Aleph. Yevamah's Pei Aleph. We left off on Pei Amud Beis by the two dots, roughly four lines up from the bottom of the page. Hasris lechalitz flemi abim v'chein alim. It's based on the Mishnah. The sris cannot do chalitza nor yibim. Neither can alim. We explain that the sris, the Mishnah Beit Machleik, is actually Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yezer. What sris are we referring to? Meaning, according to Rabbi Kiva, sris Adam, that once had a special occasion, he is subject to chalitza. Only sris chama is excluded from chalitza, whereas according to Rabbi Yezer, it's opposite. Sris chama that may have a cure has shayach to chalitza, has shayach to yibim, has zika. Sris Adam, which doesn't have a cure, is totally out of the picture.
George,
then the Mishnah went on to say,
Mike, please, there's a lot of noise that's happening or something.
I'm sorry?
There's something making a lot of noise.
Okay, so if everyone could just put their devices on mute, if possible. Okay, according to...
I think it's not our mute. I think somehow the mic by you is rusty.
So the Gemara now is going to be a raya that the Mishnah, which goes on to compare Sris to Islandus, actually seems to indicate that it's going like the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Let's see. Ketani Sris to Midailness. The Mishnah lumps together Sris and Islandus about not doing Chalitza and Ibam. Ma'ailness. Islandus certainly is Bidei Shemayim. The case of Islandus is a condition that's caused Bidei Shemayim. Av Sris, the Sris we're talking about is Bidei Shemayim, which is the Sris Chama, which fits like Rabbi Akiva. Ustamak Rabbi Akiva Damar, that what? Bidei Adam in Bidei Shemayim lay. It fits Stamak Rabbi Akiva, says that Bidei Adam, a person is shayach to chalitza, only bidei shemayim is he exempt. Comparing, lumping together the sris with islandness fits better like Rabbi Akiva, who says that we're talking about bidei shemayim as opposed to bidei adam. Okay, but just the Mishnah, the continuation of the Mishnah just reads better according to Rabbi Akiva than according to Rabbi Lezer. I shouldn't say reads better; it clearly goes with the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Hasris baiter, hasris shechalos levimtei lepasla. We said in the Mishnah further that the sris, that is, Cholot says, Vimte won't pass off for Guna. Because since the Sris, again, talking about, let's say, according to Rabbi Kiva, Sris Chama, according to Rabbi Lezer, we'd be talking about a Sris Adam, but the point is, a Sris that's not Shayach to Chalitza, to Ibam, doesn't have a Zika, his act of Chalitza is nothing, and therefore the sister-in-law would remain Mutu to Kayin. She's Almana, but she's Mutu to a regular Kayin Heget in that case. Okay, the mission that continued said, but if the Sris had relations with her, then it passes her from Kuna. Why? Because since there was no mitzvah even there, so Stam Eish is actually Makkah mitzvah, and therefore render her a Zaina, and it passes her from Ibam. That was the Mishnah. It says the Gemara, Taimit the Balahu. Sounds like the reason why she's disqualified from marrying Kuna is because she had relations with the brother in law, and that's Eish is actually Makkah mitzvah, her Acher, but if we someone else that had relations with her, Loi, that would not disqualify her from Kuna, top of Payal from Adalf, Lame the top of Tifta, Dirav Amnuna, Diyamah Shabbat Sevish Shazinza, Psuluk Livama. Rav Amnuna learns that a Shemes Yavam, a woman waiting for Yivam, that she's Mizana, she's considered Pasul to Kuna. Why? Because the Chiddush is a Kodav Kuna, we treat a woman who's a Shemes Yavam, it's like she's a Gedder almost of an Ashes Ish, even though she's only Zak to Yivam, she's like an Ashes Ish. If she goes and tries to she shouldn't have a vaya. We treat it like a chumrah of like an eishes ish, and therefore she gets a shame psula as like eishes ish zinza. So it's pasul tivama. The fact that our Mishnah focused on the brother-in-law who's a sris being boiler to pasler sounds like anybody else being boiler would not pasler, which is not like Rav Amnuna. Leidemar says no, don't make such an inference. Who adin afilach rami? The Mishnah would agree, like Rav Amnuna perhaps, that even if she has relations with someone else, not with the brother-in-law who's a sris, stama guy from the shuk, also would render pasul tikuna. Aye, so why are we talking in terms of this sris? If I did the ratio, b'didei, tananami say b'didei, very simple. It's just symmetrical. The ratio was saying that if the sris does chalitza to her, because he's not negay, he's not zakter to Ibn b'chlal, therefore he won't pass her to kuna. So the sefer says, but if that same sris does bia with her, it will pass her for kuna. So we're talking in terms of the sris in the ratio, so we continue the conversation in terms of this same sris in the sefer. But who had then, someone else being bowl her while she's waiting for Ibn, would also render her pass her to kuna. B'chein, islandess shechotzu la'achem. We said in the Mishnah that an islandess at the brothers dechlitzer, same story, the islandess at the brothers dechlitzer, that will not prevent her from marrying a kohen, because even though chalutza can't marry a kohen, since there's no zika to an islandess, the chalitza that's performed was nothing, it was a sham, and therefore she's still permissible to marry a kohen. We pointed out when we read the Mishnah from earlier in this Masechta, we pointed out that the Mishnah said that a kohen shouldn't marry an ayinless unless he has isha abana, unless he already has another wife, or he already has children from another wife, because he has mitzvah peruvu. And we said in the Chacham, it's not tafka kohen, it's really anybody. It just spoke in terms of kohen. For the next part of the Mishnah, fine, so we point out here too, that when we say this ayinless mitzvah to marry kohen, obviously it would be a kohen who has other children. But the Mar points out that there's another detail that we didn't speak out of the Mishnah. So the Mar points out, again, we had this earlier as well, and there's a shita that says that the Zayelness has a stamad din of a Zayna. Because the Zayelness can't have children, every Bia Bahir has a shame like a Bia Znus, and she has a din Zayna. So, which is, she's mutter to Yisrael, but she's also to a Kayim Bechlau. Says the Gemara, Taima de Bula. The reason that our Mishnah, what does the Mishnah say? That Zayelness had a chalitza with the Sris. With the regular brother-in-law, because she's Zayelness, she's no Zikidibim, the chalitza is nothing, and she's mutter to a Kayim. Unless, if she had been with one of the brother-in-laws, that's Eishas Achshleim Makom Mitzvah, and that'll make her pasul to a Kohen. Mar makes a deal. Time of the Bula, the reason why she does to a Kohen is because she had been with one of the brother-in-laws. Halei Bula, if she had didn't have been with one of the brother-in-laws, be a sir, then Lai, she remain mutter to Kohen. Keman, who's the Golaik? Delaik Rabbi Yehuda. The fact that an analyst is going to be mutter to a Kohen. It's a funny, it's an interesting point. The Mar is being medayik from the safe of the last part of the Mishnah, that if she had Bia, she becomes us, or if she didn't have Bia, she's mutter. The dig is already right there in the first part where it says the islandess that the chalitz with the brother-in-law is mutter to a kain lay pasta doesn't pasta to a kain because chalitz is nothing. So he's saying in the Mishnah clearly she's mutter to a kain. From there also you can be dayak the same dig. I don't know if it's kasha, just a ha'ara to point out the Gemara is making a dig from a line later in the Mishnah that I really could have made a dig from. Either way, it's like Rabbi Yehuda. It's like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Dik Rabbi Yehuda, because if you go like Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Ayinless Zainihi. Rabbi Yehuda says, an Ayinless has a din of a Zaina. Ayinless has a din of a Zaina, and therefore she's just a Kayin. An Ayinless has a din of a Zaina because the Bias cannot procreate, so it gets a status like a Zaina, and she's Usher, Dafka to a Kayin. She's Mutta to Israel, Usher to a Kayin. So our discussion over here, whether the Chalitz apostles her, or whether the Bia to the Brahma apostles her, is really irrelevant according to Rabbi Yehuda. She's Ayinless, and that alone will pass her to a Kayin. Obviously, our mission is not going like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Says the...
Tosfos asks the Kasha.
Very good. Why don't we begin deep from the Chalitza portion? Very good.
It's better if we wanted to go to the Sefer, because the Bilos is a Bilos. No, Shemashma, without the Bilos, I don't know. He uses a text. I'll give you a test later. Okay,
very good. Shkoyach realize it. Says the, so Tzvash Yes Akasha, Baruch Hashem. Sris Chama Kayin Shinas Bas Yisrael. A Sris Chama Kayin who married a Bas Yisrael, Machila B'Truma. He's able to, enables her to eat Truma. We know, basic dinim again, a Bas Yisrael cannot eat Truma, of course. A Bas Yisrael that marries a Kayin because she's married to Kayin, he enables her to eat Truma. Over here we're saying Chiddush that a Sris Chama Kayin who marries a Bas Yisrael, obviously going to go to the opinion that, that such a marriage is okay, or the truth is, if you remember, we actually shared earlier in the Masechta a machlekes in the Tanaim already whether a mishtameres to be a psula would prohibit her from being chuma. So it's going according to the opinion that mishtameres to be a psula does not prohibit her from being chuma, and therefore the Mishnah says that he's machlekes b'chuma. Rashi already jumps into this conversation that we just brought up, whether or not we're talking about a sris that's usser and still enabling you to eat Truma, or Sris says Mutter, Rashi is very specifically, we're going according to the opinion over here, the Mamash flip sides, that Sris Cham is the one that's Mutter, Sris Adam is the one that's Asr, that's the Psua Daka, Sris Cham is the one that's Mutter, and Dafko picked Sris Cham to say Machlia B'Truma, because if it would be Sris Adam, it would Daka not be Machlia B'Truma, because that would be a din of Psua Daka, and Psua Daka would not be Machl, his wife B'Truma. Again, that's how Rashi learns the Mishnah. Okay. Rabbi Yisrael B'Shem Naimrim, Androgynous Kain Shadasa Basarol. If you had Androgynous, that's the person who has. He has characteristics of both male and female, who marries, not to be confused with the tumtum, where his private area is covered over with flesh. I mean, you don't know if he's a male or female. Andreganus has characteristics of both. So if he's a Kayan and he marries a Bas Yisrael, Shas Masrael, Machila B'Truma, Chiddush Reisim B'Mishim say that he's obviously considered a Zachar, and it's considered a good marriage, and he's Machila B'Truma, he enables her to teach Truma. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Tumtum Shnikar B'Mishim Zachar, Rabbi Yehuda says a Tumtum that it was torn open his private area, and it's found that he has the makings of a reproductive system of a male, of a zachar, leyachlitz, he still shouldn't do chalitza back on the conversation for the prior Mishnah. Why? Mishu kasris. A tumtum, even if he opens up, he still has a din of a sris. He's status, unless we assume every tumtum is still a sris. So even though now we know he's a zachar, he can't do chalitza because he's a sris. Says the Mishnah further on the topic of androgynous. Androgynous, nice androgynous, gets married, avalei nisa. He gets married, meaning he marries a woman. Naisa, he marries a woman, Avlanisa, he's not taken in marriage by another man. He doesn't take the position of a woman in a marriage, he only takes the position of a man in the marriage, says the Tanakama. Rabbaz takes it a step further and says, Rabbaz Aimer, Androgynous Chayev Elof Skila Kazachar. An androgynous that lives with the Zachar is Chayev Skila. Androgynous that lives with the Zachar is Chayev Skila. Gemara doesn't explain what exactly Rabbi Elazar is arguing on the Tanakam. Rashi points out that we'll see right to the Gemara what the Nakuda Samachlek is between the Tanakam, who says, Naise Avle Nisa, you can take a wife but can't take a man. And Rabbi Elazar adds, if he takes a man, it's Chayev Skila. What's exactly the point of contention the Gemara will discuss? Just two points. The Gemara in Daf Pei Gimel is going to bring a brice. We quoted from Rabbi Yasi and Rabbi Shimon that an androgynous that marries Bas Yisrael, androgynous Kain, and it will enable her to eat Truma. There's going to be brice on Pei Gimel where Rabbi Yasi says exactly opposite. He says that no, the androgynous will not enable his wife to eat Truma. And there's a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel over there. Which is the final version of Rabbi Yasi? Is it the Mishnah? Is it the Brisa? And there's actually a Machlekes Rishonim, Lamaisa, Machlekes Rishonim on that Gemara. We pass them like we pass on Rav, we pass on Shmuel. But just to, we will have more discussion about this Shitas Rabbi Yasi and Rabbi Shimon, that androgynous Kain that marries Bas Yisrael, that he's Machlul B'Truma. Number one. Number two, another point of the Mishnah said that this last category of the Mishnah was that an androgynous marries a female, not a male. Rabbi Elazar adds that she had skill if he marries a male. But when we talk about androgynous getting married, is there a heter for him to get married? Or is there actually a mitzvah for him to get married? It's a discussion of the Shainim. When we say androgynous is Nisa can get married, some Shainim say, and because he could get married, he's mechuyev. He has a mitzvah to get married. Others say he's not mechuyev. Could be totally in the Shaila. The Pashto says the mitzvah to get married alone is not a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah peruvu to procreate. Right, we had a gemara earlier in the Masechta that a person should always be married. It's not good for purity purposes. It's not good for healthy purposes. Right, like to, a person should always get married even when he's older. We had the gemara daf samach beis. The thing was samach aleph. A person should take a wife even if he already had a wife and already has kids. Person mekayem peruvu. He shouldn't be alone. He should always take a wife. It's a healthy way to navigate life. But the obligation, the mitzvah to get married, to say there's a mamash, a mitzvah to get married, the Pasha says the ikur of that mitzvah is in order to be mekayim peruvu, and you're not supposed to mekayim peruvu out of the context of a marriage. So it could be the machlikas, whether we're saying androgynous is allowed to get married, or he's a mitzvah to get married, could be telling whether or not we believe an androgynous is able to have children. If he can have children, then not only is he able to get married, he's a mitzvah to get married. Could be feel that's not so pashtun and drinks have children, like a tumtum. Maybe that would be the reason to say why it's not a mitzvah. It's just a license to get married. It's not a mitzvah, perhaps. But again, that is discussion in the Rishonim in our Mishnah. Are we giving the androgynous a license to get married? Or are we saying there's a mitzvah, therefore, to get married? Okay, Zakti Gemara. Pshita. The Mishnah said that the Sris Chama Kayin enables his wife to eat Truma. Why would I think not? Why would he not? Good. Again, let's go Rashi, Rashi explained. Sris Adam is considered Psuadaka, so he's not Machla's wife Truma. And not only that, if he has relations with his wife, we actually add in, Rashi adds in, that if he has relations with his wife, even if she was a Kehenes, she became puzzled. Because she had Bia with Psuadaka, she becomes puzzled to Truma of Beisavia, and certainly he can be Machla's Bas Yisrael Truma. But Sris Chama, which we're saying is not called a Psuadaka, why wouldn't he be able to enables wife to eat Truma? Answers the Gemara Ma'at Tehim, I would have thought, Ma'at Machel, Shein Ma'at Machel. Lamais is a stress. Right now, he's a stress Chama. Maybe he'll get cured, be successful, potentially he can get cured. But right now, he can't procreate. So maybe someone who can't have children cannot be Machel, his wife, and Truma. Kamash Blon, I know. The time therefore is teaching us that even though he cannot procreate, he can't have children, he still is able to be Machel, his wife, Truma. Rabbi Yisrael Shimon, Imran, Androgynous, is Machel, the wife, Truma. If he marries Bas Yisrael and he's a Kain, he's Machel, wife, Truma. Amr Shlakish. And this is going to be, we're going to introduce Machlekes Rabbi Yechim Shlakish, which will actually lead us to two more Machlekes Rabbi Yechim Shlakish. So from here to the end of the daf, we're going to end up having a total of three Machlekes in Rabbi Yechim Shlakish. Not very complicated, not just a major cheshbon, it's just one Machlekes builds with the other. We'll go through all three now. Let's see. Machlekes number one. Rabbi Yechim Shlakish says, when we send the Mishnah that record the Rabbi Shimon, that Dragon is his Machlekes wife Truma, it means Dafka Truma. Only Truma, but not Chas V'Shoik, not the breast and the thigh of Kachim Kalim that goes to Kuna, that the Kain is not Machl, the Androgyn is not Machl's wife, only Truma. Rabbi Yechon Amar, no, Af Machil B'Chas V'Shoik, just like his Machl Truma, he's also Machl Chas V'Shoik. The Mar asks, we understand Rabbi Yechon, that once they're married, she's considered part of his family, the family is able to eat Truma, the family is able to eat Chas V'Shoik, there should be no difference. What is the Pshat in Resh Lakish? Resh Lakish Ma'ishna, Chas V'Shoik. Why is Chas V'Shoik saying that she's not able to eat? The wife of the Andreas cannot eat. Presumably, Daraisa, because Chas V'Shoik are manas kuna, the gifts of kuna that have a kedusha on a Daraisa level. Well, guess what? Truman Ami Daraisa. Isn't Truman also a Daraisa ticket? Then, obviously, it is. Says the Machamaskinim, Truman Bisman is Abdi Darabanan. You're right. We're talking about Truman Bisman is Abdi Darabanan. Rishakish was saying that Shruma, the husband, androgynous, can let us enable his wife Yisraelis to eat because Shruma is one of Zazra Banan. But Chaz Mashaik, which is representing Kedusha, the Raisa, that and Achrami, the androgynous is not Michael, his Yisraelis wife. Ask the Gemara the obvious question. Avos Mashu Beis Mishkayim Mai. So essentially what he's saying is, when the Beis Mishkayim is Kayim, where the Truma is also Daraisa, he would not be Machel, the Andragos would not be Machel's wife Truma. So why is Reish Lakish making a chilek between Truma versus Chas Mashaik? He should really be making a chilek between Daraisa and Darbanan. Truma Daraisa, he's not Machel's wife. Truma Darbanan is Machel's wife. Why switch to a different topic, so to speak, a different category of Chas Mashaik? Stick with the Truma. As famous Kashmir always asks, lift like Vilsim Bedida, says the Gemara. If telling me, Bezmash Bez Mishkayim, Loi, the wife of the Andragon Mishkayim, would not be able to eat Truma either, because it would be Truma Daraisa, Adatani, Machilim Chaz Vashayik, Lifli, Vilisibididah, why are you, that's interesting, Lashon, Adatani is typically a Lashon of a Bryce or a Mishnah. For the fact that when the Mishnah taught a case of Chaz Vashayik, or a case of, when the Bryce taught a case of Chaz Vashayik, this wasn't the Mishnah or Bryce, it was Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish, one said, remember, it's an interesting point that if we were using this Lashon, Adatani, the fact that Rish Lakish is teaching a Chilik within Chaz Vashayik, that the Kayan Andragon cannot feed his wife Chaz Vashayik, Lifli, Vilisibididah, let Rish Lakish teach a chilek within the category that we're discussing until now, namely Truma. What are we saying? That the Kayan Andragos can feed his wife, Tafka Truma Darabanan, but Truma Daraisa not. Why he makes a Shechil Kamar, says you're right, Hachik Nami Kamar. That is exactly what you're saying, and there's going to be actually an added Chiddush in this way that we're saying it. Let's see. Kishu Machila, when the Mishnah says the Andragos Kayan can feed his wife Truma, Machila B'Truma B'Zmana Zeh Darabanan. He's only Machila's wife, Truma B'Zmana Zeh, which is Darabanan. Ve'i Machila B'Zman Chaz V'Shaik. He purposely said Chaz V'Shaik because he wanted to establish that in the time when Chaz V'Shaik is Negea, meaning B'Zmana Mikdash, the Kayan Adragas cannot feed his wife, Truma, not just Truma Daraisa, he cannot even feed his wife, Truma Darabanan. Not only can he not feed his wife, Truma Daraisa, when there exists Truma Daraisa, he can't even feed his wife, Truma Darabanan. When, Bismana Zeh, you only have Truma Darabanan anyway, so then he can feed his wife, Truma Darabanan. But when Truma Daraisa exists, not only can he not feed Truma Daraisa, he can't even feed Truma Darabanan, and that's why he said it in this way. Now, feel with Truma Darabanan, even Truma Darabanan, he cannot feed his wife, Dilma Asila Erichla, but Truma Daraisa, because he may come to feed Truma Daraisa, which comes out, they'd be Mamash Bakatza Katza. Comes out there, Rebbechon is saying that Andragon is Kayan is able to feed his wife Truma. What type of Truma he holds? Even Chaz Vashayik, even Truma Daraisa. Reichen holds, even Truma Daraisa. Andragonus Kayan enables his wife to eat. And Rish Lakish is saying that no. Andragonus Kayan does not feed his wife Truma Daraisa. Only Truma Darabanan. But even Truma Darabanan, he won't be able to feed his wife in a time where Truma Daraisa exists. So in the case with Zvara Mikdash, where Truma Daraisa exists, according to Rish Lakish, the Andragonus Kayan does not feed his wife Truma Daraisa or Truma Darabanan. And according to Reichen, he feeds his wife even Truma Daraisa. That's a case of kind of Mikatsa. El Mikatsa El Katsa. Now, what is called Truma Darabanan? Meaning, Bzman is there, it's Truma Darabanan, not Truma Daraisa. Beis Mishnah Zakayim, Rav Regla Kedusha, in Eretz Yisrael, we say it's Truma Darabanan, not Truma Daraisa. Fine. What about Bzman HaMikdash? We say Bzman HaMikdash, Truma Darabanan, according to Reish Lakish, even Truma Darabanan, you can't feed her, the dragons can't feed his wife, and certainly not Truma Daraisa. What's Truma Darabanan? Bzman HaMikdash. So, the Rashi has to say very simple, the only Truma Daraisa is Dagan Tirish Vietzer. We've seen, and we talk about the Grishma, right? Dagan Tirish Vietzer, that is Dagan Tirish Vietzer, the grains, the wine, the oil, that's the only category of Chiyav, of Mitzvah Daraisa of Truma. Any other Truma, trees, any other Truma of Paris is Rabbinic. Truma of the trees is Darabanan according to Ashtasis. So it's very simple, Truma Darabanan can be Truma of trees. However, we've pointed out this to Chazar, we've pointed out the past many times. Rambam learned that Truma of trees is Daraisa. Not just Dagan Tirish Vietzer, trees, figs, I'll come up with the next Gemara, figs and the like, are Daraisa. Rambam learns what's Darabanan? Yurakus. Yurakus or Bezbanazah again is Darabanan, but Yurakus, vegetables is Darabanan. But Truma, according to Rambam, of trees is like grain, wine, and oil, and there would be Daraisa, according to Rashtrachis, it's Darabanan. Stam, we say this to Kamachalikis to know. Okay. Says the Gemara now. For Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, Af Machil B'chaz V'shoik. Rabbi Yechanan holds that the Kayan Andragonus enables his wife to eat even Chaz V'shoik, meaning even Kachem Kalam, even Daraisa, the Andragonus Kayan enables his wife to eat. Amar Berechim V'shoikish. Rabbi Yechanan says V'shoikish. Misav is Trumit B'chaz V'shoik. Is it your opinion that Trumit B'chaz V'shoik, meaning because you're saying that the Kayan is not Machaz V'shoik, but Truma, yes, it must be that you hold Truma B'zman Zezra Abanan, otherwise the whole din of the Mishnah wouldn't apply, because if you hold Truma B'zman Zezra Daraisa, the Mishnah's din would be very misleading. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rish Lakish, says, you're right, in, I do hold so. Shani Shaina, Igul Begul Maila. I hold that Truma B'zman Zezra Abanan, and I'll bring you a proof, because I hold, like a Braisa that says, that if you have a cake of pressed figs, of Truma, that became mixed up with other cakes of pressed figs, it becomes batal. Now, if truma does not have a teresa, it wouldn't become batal. Why not? Now we know the halacha is that the bittul for truma, what's the shear? 1 in 100. Right? We'll have coming up pretty shortly. Bittul by Chayim, Klekerim, or Erla is 1 in 200. Bittul, stamza, we have a concept of bittul b'shishim, but bittul by truma is 1 in 100. Right? However, there's a big exception to these ideas. That something which is counted, something which is chashiv, that gets counted by its own, something that gets its own status, you don't sell it in bulk, you don't just lump it together, you count it out, that is too chashiv to be batal. That's too chashiv to be batal. A pressed fig cake, says Mish Lakish, is chashiv enough that it wouldn't pass bittul. Yet the Brisa says that pressed fig cakes bezman hazeh, that pressed fig cake of truma that gets mixed up amongst other pressed fig cakes, it will become batal. It must be that truma bezman hazeh is drabanan, because the truma bezman hazeh is deraisa, it wouldn't be batal because it's something which is chashav to count. It must be it's only drabanan, and therefore it's batal. That's Mish Lakish's raya that truma bezman hazeh is drabanan. So again, we start off with the machlekes for Mish Lakish whether or not the Kayan Andragonus is whether or not he's machel dafka truma drabanan according to Mish Lakish, even truma deraisa slash chashav according to Yechanan, and we're kind of segueing into machlekes whether bechlal is truma bezman hazeh drabanan or deraisa. That's the second machlekes, is truma bezman hazeh drabanan or deraisa. Mish Lakish is saying, I'm bringing a proof it's drabanan because we have the din of bittul by pressed fig cakes, and he's bringing a proof against Rabbi Yechanan, who seems to hold that truma bezman hazeh is deraisa. Now, before we go further in this conversation about pressed fig cakes, about something which is counted and not counted, which would be the third machlekes, Rabbi Mish Lakish, about what the hagdara of counting is, what's called something that's counted, is it something we'll speak on already, is it something that's always counted, you always count it, it's too chashiv to ever be sold in bulk, or it's something that's sometimes counted, what's enough to give it a status to be, say it's chashiv, and therefore it's not batal, we'll get there in a second. But before that, there's an obvious problem. We're focusing on truma bezman hazeh being drabanan because the pressed fig cake is batal. Figs grow on trees. Figs, anyways, drabanan, according to Rashi, according to Tosfos. According to Rambam, the word is beautiful. Even on things that grow on trees, there's a din truma deraisa. You know why it's drabanan? Bezman hazeh. And that's what Mish Lakish is saying. It's truma drabanan because bezman hazeh, truma is drabanan. It's a riot. That's what Mish Lakish is riot. That's his shita, that bezman hazeh, truma is drabanan. That was what Mish Lakish was bringing from the Brisa. According to Rashi, according to Tosfos, l'chayre, it's from a tree. It's drabanan. Anyway, says Rashi. Rashi performs the kasha. And Rashi says that avada, if truma bezman hazeh would be deraisa, we wouldn't say that it's batal. It has to be the truma bezman hazeh is drabanan in order to say even my pressed fig cake, even though it grows on trees, it would not be batal if truma bezman hazeh would be deraisa. So Rashi bevarz the kasha again. He's being masked in the lechera. It's drabanan regardless. But if truma bezman hazeh bechlal was deraisa, even though this drabanan, we would be geizer and say that it's not batal. Okay. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yechon says to Mish Lakish, I'm not impressed with your raya. You bring me a raya for the pressed fig cake being batal. V'aloi ani shayna chaticha b'chatichas ayla. I learned in a brisa that a slice of, let's say, of chatas meat that became mixed with other slices of chatas meat. We're talking about, let's say, tami chatas meat, one slice that became tami kachem that became mixed with other tar slices that becomes batal. You see very clearly, and chatas is obviously deraisa. Chatas meat is deraisa. Yet we clearly say bittul. Mi savrit kol shnak l'mishininu es shnak l'mishininu. And Mish Lakish continues. He finishes up his question. He explains because your whole guideline to what's called batal, what's batal, what's not batal, is mixed up. Meaning you're focused on something which is counted at any point. If it's ever counted, it's not going to be batal. The fact that it's ever counted, that's enough. The way to remember this: kol shnak l'mishininu, that which is anything which is counted, which is more inclusive, means anything which is ever counted. Opposite almost what you think, not always counted. Not kol, doesn't mean what's always counted, it means what's ever counted. You hold anything which is ever counted is considered chashav and therefore not batal, but you're mistaken. That's not true. It's es shadak lim es shininu. Says Rabbi Yechanan, it's that which is always counted. Something which is not always counted wouldn't be batal. And therefore, this piece of meat which is not always counted is shayach bittal. And go back to your gulay develi, your pressed fig cake also is not always counted. Sometimes it's sold in bulk. And therefore, it can be batal as well. Not because it's drabanan. I'm showing you by the case of truma, of tuma chatas, of meat, that's the raya, and still it's batal because it's not always counted. So says Rabbi Yechon Shlakish, I don't agree with your raya because fundamentally, you have a wrong mahalach in what the guideline is for something which is too chashav to be batal. You're saying something which is ever counted is not batal, and therefore it must be batal because it's drabanan. I'm saying only something which is always counted is not batal. Something which is sometimes counted, sometimes not counted, is batal, even by deraisa. Igulik dvela could be deraisa, chatas is deraisa, and it's still batal because they're not always counted. Mahi, the Gemara now elaborates, we had this many times in Shas. This is one of those cases where we read the next 10, 15 lines, and we cover it about a lot in Shas because it comes up at least a half a dozen times. Says the Gemara, Mahi, Tzan, we learned in the Mishnah, this is the Mishnah, of course, in Arlam, Thir Perek, Misha Lechavil Tilsin Shal Klakarim, one who had these fenugreek bundles of Klayim, Yidliku, and they got mixed up. Before it gets mixed up. Stamazai, you have Klayim, you gotta burn it. Yidliku, you should burn the Klayim. Ms. Arva Bacheris, what if these bundles of Klayim fenugreek got mixed up with other bundles of fenugreek? Says the Gemara, top of Amud, Be'alpha, Beis. Kulan Yidliku, they all have to be burnt to Vermeer, there's no bittel, they all have to be burnt. That's a sheet of Vermeer, Vachamayim, no, Yal Vachamasayim, there's bittel of 1 in 200. Now, what's the machlekes here? Share Vermeer, and Vermeer says, Koshtak Limus Makadish. Vermeer says anything which is ever counted, Koshtak Limus. If it's sometimes counted, if it's counted at all, then it's Makadish, meaning it's too chashiv, it makes everything usser, and it you have to burn it all. It's simply put, it's not bittel. Racham say no. The fact that it's sometimes counted, that's not enough to say it's not batal. Only six items that are always counted are not batal. Rabbi Kiva, adds, Shiva, there's a seventh one. Elohim, one of these six, and according to Rabbi Kiva, seven. The six items are, simple, Egoise Prach, these Parech nuts, certain type of nuts from Badan, these pomegranates from Badan, Chavias Stumas, sealed barrels of wine, Chilfi Tardin, beet stalks, Kolche Kruv, cabbage stalks, Udlas Yavanis, and Greek gourd. These are items that were always counted. Back in the day, they were always counted. And that you say to something which is always counted, that's not batal according to Chabad. Something which is sometimes counted, that's not chashav enough, and it would indeed be batal. Rabbi Kiva had a seventh case, Rabbi Kiva Maisif, after Kershon, Babayas, the loaves of bread, the homemade loaves of bread of the Babayas, those are also called chashav, and they're always counted, and therefore they're never going to be batal. Fine. But when you see the Mishnah, there's a machlokes or Meir and Rabbanan, is the chashivas for something to say it's not batal based on the fact that it's ever counted, that's Rav Meir, even if it's not always counted, as long as it's sometimes counted, it's not batal. Going to Chachamim, only if it's always counted. Says the Mishnah, quoting the Mishnah, Arla, Haroyal Arla, all the items listed in the Mishnah we just quoted, those that are fit for Arla have a din of, they're not batal gabi Arla, and the Kaikarim, those that are fit for Karim, have a din of, they're not batal gabi Kaikarim. Fine. Rabbi Echna takes the opinion, Eshnak Lemishaninu, Rabbi Echna learns that in the Shita of Rav Meir, really it's a quote in Rav Meir's words. Rav Meir's lashon that we quoted was, Shayer Meir Emer Kol Shtak Eliminis Mekadosh. That's the words we have in the Mishnah that we're quoting. And there's Machlokes Rishonim Rabbi Echna, essentially what the Gir says. Rabbi Echna says, Eshnak Lemishaninu. That Rav Meir wasn't saying that which is ever counted. Rav Meir was dafka saying that which is always counted. So really, I should really tweak what I said before. It's not, I was making Machlokes Rav Meir and the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon was saying only these items that are chashav and abatal. Every other item is chashav, every other item is batal. I don't care about counting, not counting. That's the Rabbanon Shita. Rav Meir says it depends if it's counted, and in Rav Meir we have machlekes whether or not it's kol or es. Rav Yechon is saying it's es shtak limus, that which is always counted. Rav Shlokes Sefer kol shtak limus shenu, that which is the right way to read Rav Meir is that which is ever counted. If it's counted sometimes, it's not going to be batal. So essentially, we've brought down three machlekes Rav Yechon Mishlokes. We have machlekes Rav Yechon Mishlokes in our Mishnah when the androgynous feeds the kohen. The androgynous kohen, feeds his wife truma. Is it tafka truma or even chas v'sheik? And the base of that is that if it's tafka truma, that means it's only being machal like Rish Lakish, only drabanan. But the rice is not machal according to Bechanan. He's being machal even truma the rice, and therefore also chas v'sheik. That really led to another machlekes. Rav Bechanan took for granted that Rish Lakish must be holding that truma is banazaz drabanan. Otherwise, when the Mishnah says he's machal's wife truma, it would mean truma the rice. According to Rish Lakish, who holds truma is banazaz drabanan, that's how he reads the Mishnah. It's only drabanan, not the rice. Therefore, not chas v'sheik. Rav Bechanan holds truma is banazaz drabanan. That's machlekes number two. Whether truma is banazaz deraisa, and machlekes number three is because that itself is based on whether or not when we say that the pressed fig cakes of truma are batal, Rish Lakish says, you know why it's batal? Because truma is banazaz drabanan. Rav Bechanan says, no, I'll tell you why it's batal. Because it's not always counted, which is the third machlekes. Rish Lakish says, it doesn't have to be always counted to be chashiv, even if it's sometimes counted, it's chashiv, and the fact that it's batal, vaiter's indication is drabanan. Rav Bechanan says, no, it's not an indication of drabanan. It could be deraisa, but since it's not always counted, therefore it's batal. Okay, says the more further, my chaticha. By the way, we're a little short on time. Actually, we're not terrible on time. There is a discussion, speaking out quickly, the discussion that Ramah brings from a Trumas Nesh, there's a whole Shaila by, let's say, Ner Chanukah. We know Ner Chanukah, we have the Ner's of Chanukah, then we have the Shamish, and the purpose of a Shamish, one of the reasons maybe we have a Shamish is, in order that we shouldn't be Mishtamish to the Ner Chanukah, we use the Shamish, we're being Shamish to the Ner of the light of the Shamish. What if a person had multiple Shamashim, and he had one Ner Chanukah, one Ner, which is Ner Chanukah, and multiple Shamashim, and he's not sure, he took one of the Ner's away, and he wants to use it now for personal use, and he's not sure if it's the Ner Chanukah, or if it's one of the Shamashim. And the Rav says, it's one of the Shamashim, and he should be able to use it. Could you rely on the Rav or not? Did he say Rav and say there's a bittul and he's able to use it or not? It's a discussion in the Trumas Nesha, and the Ramah brings this. Now, the question is, the question on the discussion is that what's that? What's Bechal the Nidim, whether or not it's Bittel of the Ner Chanukah compared to the Shamash, whether there's more Shamashim than Ner Chanukah. Of course, there should be Bittel. L'chaira, Ner's candles were not something back, ironically enough, today. Any time you see candles that are being sold, they're sold by number. There's boxes and there's numbers. On the boxes, it's very clear how many candles are in the box. That's today. Back in the day, candles were not sold by numbers. They were sold like by weight. They were sold by bulk. They weren't sold by numbers. So the question is, that's something which is not counted. So what's b'chal the discussion whether or not the neiros of Ner Chanukah are batel? This is the conversation that Achronim asked on this Ramah, on the Trim session, in that whole conversation, Lagabi Neiros Chanukah being batel. So the Achronim say a big yisayit. The Achronim say, which will be relevant coming up in the next Gemara as well, be very relevant. The Achronim say that the fact that we light one candle for Chanukah on the first night, two on the second night, three on the third night, that gives it a chashivas. Ironically enough, candles may not be chashiv in and of itself, but Ner Chanukah, the number becomes chashiv, because since it's important to us how many we light on each particular night, that itself gives it a chashivas, and therefore becomes es shadak eliminus, and therefore that conversation of whether you apply bitterly or not is quite relevant. Okay, it will come up very again in the next Gemara, also lech mapad. Let's see. My chaticha. What's the case of chaticha that Rebbe was referring to? The Tanya, chaticha shechatas tmeya, chaticha of chatas that was tummy, shenisar v'mei chaticha shechatas teres, like having stuff with 100 chatichas of chatas teres, v'chein, or similarly, prusa shlechem apanim tmeyim, a piece of lechem apanim bread that was tummy, shenisar v'mei prusa shlechem apanim teres, like having stuff with 100 pieces of lechem apanim that are tar. Tala, Talakama says that it goes up, it's batal. Tala, it means literally, tala means it's batal. It becomes nullified. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, no, lay tala, it's not nullified. Okay, that's the Braisa. Aval, Chaticha, Shechat, that's the Braisa we referred to before when we spoke about the tummy tikka meat. Ava, which is clearly deraisa, that was Rechon's point that we see bitl by deraisa. Okay, Ava chaticha shechatas tyra. She's having me chatichas shechulin. If you have chatas tyra, that got me stuff with 100 pieces of chulin tyrus. V'chein prusa shlechem apanim tyra. She has Ava meh prusa shechul tyra. If you have a prusa of lechem apanim as tar, that got me stuff with 100 pieces of chulin tyrus. Tivir kol etal over the everyone agrees it's not bittel. It's not bittel. Why not? By the way, over there is a simple itza. Over there, you don't need bittel because all you need to do is let it all be eaten by a kayin. A kayin can eat everything. When you have tumma mixed in, and even a kayin can't eat it, now we have to start ruling with the ideas of bittel. But in the second part of the braisa, where it's full mutter, the question is, some is kaddish, some is not, and that which is kaddish has to be eaten by a kayin. That which is not kaddish, that which is not kaddish can be eaten by Yisrael. So the simple answer is, let it all be eaten by a kayin. Yet, it depreciates the value a bit. There's a little of a loss, because your market, who's able to eat it, now shrunk to only kanim, but that's not enough reason to employ bittel. Okay, but k'tani mia, in the ratio, what do we say? K'tani mia's ratio, tala. We said in the ratio of the braisa, we said that the piece of meat becomes bittel. That is Rabbi Yochanan's raya, that even by deraisa, we say bittel. And why do we say bittel? Because something which is sometimes counted, something which is counted, can still be bittel. Only something which is always counted is not bittel. This piece of meat is sometimes counted, but sometimes it's not counted, and therefore it's bittel. That's a right to Rebbe Yochanan, raya against Reish Lakish. That was Rebbe Yochanan's raya against Reish Lakish, the guy with the pressed figs. Amar, Reb Chiya Brei Rav Huna, to defend Reish Lakish, Bini Mucha, that price is talking about where it was dissolved, the lechem upon him, where the chatas meat was dissolved. Because it was dissolved, that's why it's bato. And if it would be a full piece, and a full piece is sometimes counted on its own, the fact that it's sometimes counted on its own would not be bato. That's where Shulchan will learn the brisa dafka where it's dissolved. Ask the Gemara if it's so. My case was dissolved. Ihachi. My time, Rabbi Yehuda. By the way, I forgot to circle back to the piece. Even when forget about when it's dissolved, the piece of lechem upon him, lechayra would be a case of something which is not particularly chashiv. Yet we're saying that it. They're saying it's sometimes counted. Why would it sometimes be counted? Because lechem apanim is counted. Lechem apanim is 12 loaves. Lechem apanim is chashivas. It's the counting of lechem apanim that gives a chashivas. Similar to what we're saying by Chanukah, the counting of the candles by Chanukah gives a chashivas, even if it's not otherwise counted. Stam is like pieces of bread are typically not counted. B'chlav. Okay. Yahachi, my time with the Buddha. Ask Gemara for talking about a case where it's dissolved. What's Pshat Rabbi Yehuda that says that's not batal? What's Pshat Rabbi Yehuda that says not batal? Says Gemara Rabbi Yehuda Tamei. Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his reasoning. Top of Pei Beis Amun Aleph. Dama Mim B'Minay Lei Batal. Famous sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is that Mim B'Minay is not batal. He has a separate reason. The reason why it's us over here is not because Bittel can't be employed. Bittel could be employed. It's not a davar chashiv in the sense that it's counted or not. It's dissolved. The reason why Bittel's not employed is because it's the same min. When you have the same species, Bittel's not employed. We always quote the Ran over here. The Ran says, what's the idea? What's the lumdus of Rabbi Yehuda, the min b'mina in a Bittel? The Ran says, because the idea of Bittel is when I have, let's say, a mixture of two different items, so the item which is more prevalent, it nullifies the other item, but only because there's this competing force. I have item A and item B, which is, so to speak, fighting it. It's a different, it's a different item, and therefore it nullifies, it makes it inconsequential amongst this mixture. But if I have two of the same, one's mutter, one's asa, but it's really two of the same, not the, the item, let's say the heter is the rave, and the isser is the miyat, but they're both the same thing. If they're both the same thing, then the, you don't view it as if the heter is nullifying the isser, it's strengthening the isser. It's ul. Let's just go to a mixture of flour. It's all flour. It's all water. It's all, Taisa says, we definitely want to focus more on something liquidy. Well, we're not going to get into that now. But Taisa says, Tafka, where it's Mabish Lach and Asarv, Lion Shem, and Taisa says, but the point is, the Ran explains the Lumdus is that the Rave is not nullifying the Miyat, it's strengthening the Miyat. I, what's behind the Rabbanan, who saved the Miyat's Batal? The Rabbanan say, I don't have to have something which is different in physical to say bittul. If it has different dinim, bittul can still apply. Once some is heter and some is isser, if the rave is heter and you have min of isser, the heter, that distinction, even though the minim themselves are the same, the heter versus isser is enough to make them say that the rave overpowers the miyat to force a nullification. Okay. So the Gemara is answering that we're talking about a case of nimuach, that tafka by case of nimuach, Reish Lakish is saying it's bittul, had it not been nimuach, it's not patul. I, if it's nimuach, why is Rida saying it's not patul? Because it's mimimimimai. Ask the Gemara, let's go drop further. I know it's we're already on the next half, and it's a drop late, but whatever we do now will be less for us a Friday later in the afternoon, closer to Shabbos. Avalei nimuach mai. If it doesn't dissolve, what's going to be the lacha? Laital, you tell me that according to the Tanakam also, if it was not nimuach, even he would agree that it's not patul. At the time, you have chetiches shachatas teres shesarv mechetiches shachulin teres leitala. Same type of question again of lifling v'smididah. The sefer said that's only where you have tamei chatas with tar chatas, right? But if you have tar chatas and tar chulin, right, or tar truma tar chulin, where it's all mutter tea, just has to be to my kayin, over there is no bittul. Why the sefer go to a case of tuma versus not tuma? Switch the case. Keep the case of tuma and switch to whether it's dissolved or not. Says Gemara Tanya v'chetiches shachatas teres shesarv mechetiches shachulin teres leitala. You switch the case in the safe of tar and tar to say there's no bittul there. Niflig v'smida. Keep the same case and make a chilik within this case. Murem b'shelimucha. Only when it's dissolved is it bittul. Avlei nimucha. If it's not dissolved, tala, it won't be bittul. Why'd you pick the same case? Gemara says no. Teres b'teres adiflei. The case of teres b'teres adiflei. We'll pause over here. Actually, it's machlekes rash. Tell us what it means. Teres says jump. Quickly, he says the Afi Bishayin Isura El Zarim Afi Lochi Chamira Vle Batla. The fact that the Isur is only for Zarim and it's not also for Kayan, still the fact that you say that it's Batal according to Tanakama, that the fact that we'd entertain that's Batal, that is a bigger Chiddush, and therefore we wanted to specifically take case of Teres for Teres. We wanted to pick that case Dafka, even though you're right, we could have made Lifu Vizvida, but if there's an added Chiddush in the other case, we like to pick that case. We'll go over Rashi's other mouth later. One other point that we're sharing to speak out earlier on. Today's daf Be'al, that when we discuss Machlekes Rameir and the Chamim, often we also stick in Shizur Belezer. And that is, whether you say Bittul or not, even if you say Bittul, Belezer just says, you always have to take out one for the Isser. Meaning, if there's 100 pieces, 101 pieces, and one was Asser, even if you say Bittul, Belezer says, you got to get rid of one. We could be telling them, maybe that was Isser, maybe not, but you can't eat them all, because then they'll be vanted as if eating Isser. That's a famous idea for Belezer. They're sharing to discuss why Gemara didn't bring it. We'll pause over here, pick up later, and have a wonderful